All right, it's good to be here in the fellowship tonight, Brother David and his wife. What a great Christian couple they are, and love the Lord, and have made an impact in this entire world.
Amen.
And hey, that's what we're all here for, make an impact on somebody for Jesus, right?
Amen.
I want to read a couple of scriptures and then bring a brief message tonight. I think you'll find that is very relevant. The Word of God is relevant.
Yes.
Up to date, God's always ahead of time.
Amen.
And then Genesis chapter 6, this is when the Lord has warned Noah that he's going to destroy the world. And here's the reason. Chapter 6, Genesis 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Mm.
Now, doesn't that sound like what's going on in our world today?
Amen.
And our communities all across this nation. You know why? Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes.
So we're seeing a reproduction of what took place in that day. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
God is great. Now, in Psalms, in chapter number 2, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine, that word imagine means meditation.
Right.
I mean, they don't just think it. They meditate upon this stuff. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Hmm.
You see, when they lash out at the church and the Word of God and Jesus Christ, they're lashing out at God.
Amen.
That's who they're against. They don't want God.
That's right.
And that's right. So that's exactly what's going to happen one day. God's going to let them have a world without God. Oh, what a travesty.
Mm.
Verse 3, let us break their bands asunder. That's what they're saying, you know, toward those that are for righteousness. And cast away the cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. You ever heard the saying, he that laughs, laughs is the one that laughs?
Yeah.
I mean, God just sat back saying, ha. And they think they can dethrone me. And they think they can just treat the Word of God and the church and the people of God just any old way and mock my name. They make fun of Jesus every day in this nation. On TV, they're not even ashamed of it.
That's right.
They mock the Word of God. They mock Christianity. They think we're a bunch of nuts. All right? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision.
Yes.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Friend, we're talking about the love of God. We need to hear about the wrath of God.
Yeah.
And Lord, the holiness of God.
Amen.
People do not fear God anymore.
Yeah.
They think God is just like a jack in a box or something, you know.
Yeah.
They just, it's trivial, not important. Their eternal destiny is to be based upon what they think about God, his word.
Amen.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. That means let them have trouble that there's seeming no solution to.
Right.
Well, that's the scripture I want to read tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about, and it's going to be quick, but it's going to be good, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be sorry you came. Amen. So, hey, I'm never sorry I come to fellowship with God's people and get away from that crowd out there. Amen?
Yes, right.
This world's crazy. The word is crazy. They lost their mind.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened in Noah. That they lost their mind.
Yes.
I mean, educated, cultured, so-called dignified people have lost their minds.
Right.
Even in our highest office.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I'll be 80 years old in a couple more months. 80 years young, praise God. I got saved when I was 21 years old.
Yes.
And they said he'll never make it. He never finishes what he starts. He didn't do good in school anyway. Let me tell you something. When the Spirit of God comes into your life, he changes everything.
Yes.
He changes people. He gives them new thoughts, new minds,
yes,
new desires that they didn't have before. Well, we just read some terrifying scriptures. I want to hear what his message is. Keep life simple.
Wow.
Keep
good.
Life simple. Dwell on facts. K care about the root of the matter, not the fruit of the matter. If you deal with the fruit is going to change. So if we deal with the root of the matter, then the fruit will be good. Now, I call it, keep life simple, I call it the nuts and bolts of life. Now, when we use the colloquialism nuts and bolts, we're talking about the basics, the fundamentals, the rubber meets the road type thing. I call it the nuts and bolts of life. The bolt is your life.
Yes.
The nuts are your actions.
Yes.
So those who say, those Christians are nuts. I want to say to them, but we're screwed on to the right bolt.
That's right.
What bolt are you screwed on to?
Yeah,
amen.
Right. Amen. That's good.
The world cannot understand Jesus. The world cannot understand God's plan. The world cannot understand God's word.
Right.
Unsaved people think Christians are unrealistic and nuts.
Right.
Now they appreciate our sincerity, they appreciate our clean living, they appreciate our faithfulness and being good workers, and so on and on together. But when it comes down to what we believe, and it goes against the grain of their agenda, politically or religiously or any other way, you know, you're not. I say they're nuts.
Yes.
We're right on target.
Amen.
We go by the word of God. What are they going to go by? The word of man? And religious ideas and philosophies of men. I've had the privilege to study every major religion in the world. You know what they did? They confirmed my faith.
Yeah.
We got the truth.
Yeah.
This gospel came down from God himself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Oh, boy, I'm going better. Yeah. I said the bolts and the nuts of life, the nuts represent our actions. Now, in the United States of America, our actions have gotten worse. I cannot believe it in the 79 years I've been here.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the change that's taking place. It is absolutely inconceivable
right.
that I'm seeing happen, what has happened in this nation.
Yeah.
Now, corruption in our government leaders. Oh, my soul. My granddaughter's husband teaches fifth grade up in Illinois. And he said, I'd like to take one of our class members up to the White House. They can run it better.
Yeah.
You smarter than a fifth grader? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not even up there now. Corruption and our government leaders. No respect for authority.
Yes.
From the average home, from your house to the White House, we're losing respect. We're losing respect for authority. We're losing respect for life. Think about the babies that's been murdered. I wonder how many that's been murdered may have found a solution to some of our diseases we got.
Yes.
May have been someone who had been another Einstein or a great scientist or someone who changed the course of history. Maybe we've already killed them. And our financial situation. Hey, if we hadn't killed all of them, we wouldn't have the financial crisis we got now. They'd be living and putting into the economy and making an impression on people in the world.
Yes.
But they have been slaughtered. The abortion clinics are slaughterhouses.
Yes.
We have murdered, they have murdered children. And not only that, there's more mothers murder their own children even after they're born than any other generation.
Yeah.
You wonder, can you just imagine what God is thinking about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the audacity to say, if something goes wrong, well, if that was a God, why did this happen?
Yeah.
Their minds are blinded to the truth.
That's right.
We got a collapsing economy. We got, the crypto, the currency, they're trying to, get into our system now, and the dollar is no longer the measure they go by, but other nations are starting a new currency, cryptocurrency, it leads to inflation and poverty. Now, then we got AI, artificial intelligence. This blows my mind. This makes me want to stay up at night.
Yeah.
I can't hardly sleep when I think about that crowd.
Yeah.
The artificial. Yes, they say, all the old people, they're just not in touch. Brother, we ain't so in touch. You don't know where to touch me.
Yeah.
Okay. These young people, they need to listen to us. People got some white hair.
Yeah.
We didn't get this overnight. Amen. We've been down the road. I went to the prison. I preached in the prison 12 years. I preached in the jail. I don't know how many years. I've been everywhere. Yeah. Street corners, churches. I was about to say something. I forgot. It'll come back to me. But anyway, when you've been around as long as I have, you know, you just come back and pick it up later.
Yeah.
But artificial intelligence, totalitarianism, it's totalitarianism.
Yeah.
You know, it's a central system that is not democratic, but it is dictatorial. It takes over all the privacies of your life and your affairs. That's what AI is all. What's scary is that? I heard one talking about this on TV the other night that knows about AI and all this. He said, here's what they can do. Not only will they be able to monitor everything you buy and sell, they have the capacity to be able to see right into your house and see when you're standing down, standing up or sitting down. To see what they even have the power now where they can actually trace your brain waves to tabulate what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Folks, this is way out. Amen.
Yeah.
How many this country boy here? They got my attention. Amen. But anyway, they're wicked, ungodly, a bunch of reprobates, and their head setting up for the Antichrist. That's also what that's all about.
Yeah.
God warned us about this all 2,000 years ago. Then we need to get back to simple. What is simple? The Ten Commandments. When Madam Mary O'Hara went to Washington, D.C. with 50,000 preachers and stopped prayer and Bible reading in the public schools, this country started going to hell then.
Yeah.
And I'm not cursing. This country started going down then. And it's been going down ever since.
Right.
But thank God He has raised up people to change the course of the nation for a period of time, like Billy Graham a lot of other great preachers
that
have called people to face the Lord Jesus Christ and consider the Lord. But the Ten Commandments is the standard. It's found in Exodus chapter 20. It's re-emphasized in all the scriptures of the New Testament.
Yeah.
And the first five Ten Commandments, these were the commandments God wrote with His own finger, if you remember, and gave them to Moses. I mean, folks, you can't get much clearer than that as to where does our authority come from. I want to know where they say their authority comes. It's not coming from God. It's coming from the devil, the Antichrist, this world system that does not know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The first five commandments deal with man's relationship to God.
Yeah.
The next five commandments deal with man's relationship to man or his fellow person. And they want to take them down. Take them out of the courthouse. X them off of our coliseums or whatever. Got a building, you know, where the Word of God is. They want to X it out. Shame on them. Shame on them. All right? Well, let's take this one of the Ten Commandments. Any one of them can revolutionize humanity. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal.
Yes.
I think it was Walmart lost over $2 billion last year because of people stealing.
Yeah.
And they found out that a large percentage was from their own employees that were stealing from Walmart.
Wow.
Now, here's what happened. This is a loss. Therefore, who is going to pay the loss? You and me.
Yeah.
We're going to pay. If you want to see somebody in the store steal something, you ought to either go up to them or go to the manager and say, listen, that guy, that one's stealing right there. He's stealing from you and from me.
Yeah.
That's who they're stealing from. And so we're going to have to pay the difference. Now, stealing. How about that? Was that in California? There was so much looting going on that they made a law that you can go into the stores and carry out as much as $1,000, but if it's over that, we're going to lock you up.
Yep.
Well, who's going to stand there and count, see who's going to lock you up?
Right.
Folks, we have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Literally lost our minds. Let the law man do his job.
Yeah.
All right, thou shalt not steal. And people say, you know, it's just so hard to live for God. Hey, it's a lot easier to live if you don't steal. Amen?
Amen.
All right, okay. The Ten Commandments. Just keep it simple. Ten Commandments. And now transgression means stepping over the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says we are not to transgress. That means, in other words, break the law of God. If we do, the consequences are unbelievable.
Right.
Iniquity is another word used when we refer to that which is wrong or sinful. That is in the mind. It takes process in the mind, in the meditations of the thoughts.
Yes.
And I hope AI never think they can control that. Man, we would be in trouble. Anyway, the iniquity. And then the sin, that's the result of transgression.
Yes.
See, it's in the mind. It's in the action of transgression going against the law of God. And then that is called sin. And it's results. It's the result of transgression. Now, sin will make life hard.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure does.
Yeah. Sin will make life hard. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is what? Hard. But the way of the righteous is a river of life.
Yep.
Like a tree of life. It's hard. It's complex. Sin in a society makes life very complex, very difficult, very destructive, very degrading. Yeah. People today, you mention the word sin, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh.
And it's destroying our lives. And they don't know because we have removed our consciousness from our society, the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
That we used to read when I was in grade school, some of you were in school, you know. They took them out. In other words, they said, we don't want God in our educational system. Now look what's happening to our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us. Thank God for parents who are rising up again to wake up to what's going on.
Yes.
Now, sin must be hindered. It must be controlled. It must be stopped.
Yes.
Now, listen to this. The church is not here to bring the kingdom in, to bring the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, believers have a kingdom of God within them,
yes.
And one day we shall be in the kingdom when Jesus comes and sets this country straight,
right.
Sets this world straight. This world is wrong. Jesus will set it straight one day.
Right.
Amen. Right. Until then, he does it one at a time. He's calling us one at a time.
Yep.
Now, so sin must be stopped. It must be hindered. It must be controlled. Now, sin will destroy your body. It'll destroy your family. It'll destroy your city. It'll destroy your family. It'll destroy your state and your nation and corrupt the whole world. That's what happened in Noah's day. The whole world was full of corruption and so forth. And Jesus said, that's the way it's going to be before my return. And we're seeing that, folks, taking it. Not just America. In the old days, the prophecy preachers really messed up when they start basing the coming of the Lord just on what was happening in America. No, this is a worldwide thing.
That's right.
The order has to be set up worldwide. We're seeing this thing set up worldwide just like God said was going to happen. Now, the big question is this. How do you stop it? How do people stop sin? Preaching and teaching.
Yes.
Witnessing. Letting people see how your life has been transformed by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And so, preaching and teaching God's Word will hinder sin, can stop sin, and because Jesus' blood was shed to pay for our sins. The good news is Jesus Christ. Now, Christian linguists tell us, you know, these are people who study languages and the movement of languages and all over the world, that at least 90% of the world is now hearing the Word of God in their own language.
Hmm.
That is unbelievable.
Amen.
You know, and the Lord said, you know, this gospel must be preached around the world, and then he's going to return. So, anytime now. Now, the absolute cure is God's Word. So,
yes. Amen.
And the gospel truth, to believe, it brings God's intervention. It brings God's deliverance. Let me tell you something, folks. I have learned this, even as a Christian. Without him, I can do nothing.
Yes,
without
right.
him, I can do nothing. That doesn't mean I can't vote you. No, what it means is I cannot do anything that he can sanction if I'm not trusting in him.
Right.
My thoughts won't be right. My living won't be, my action won't, my reactions won't be right. And on it goes. It's a domino effect. Now, how does God intervene? He intervenes by power. Now, listen, that's God's authority. Loving authority. There's a difference in authority and loving authority.
Yeah.
See,
right.
God is a loving one in authority. You don't mind obeying someone that loves you, do you?
No.
It's not dictatorship. People say, oh, we're just brainwashed. You know, God's he's a dictator. Oh, they're missing. I just explained why. Amen. It's a loving God that intervenes into our life. Now, there's a movement called the New Age movement. They've been going on quite a few years now. Cheryl McLean was a dick in it, you know. I don't like her. I think she's wicked, ungodly reprobate. She needs to get born again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, Cheryl McLean is, she was big in the New Age movement. And here's what the New Age movement teaches. It teaches, and by the way, Jesus loved Cheryl McLean and died for her sins, but
yeah,
she don't believe. She blasphemes his name. Doesn't even shame her. She don't mind talking filthy and anything else. She needs to get saved. Amen.
Amen.
Need to pray for her salvation. She's still alive, as far as I know.
Right.
But anyway, the New Age movement teaches this, that you, if you will follow what they're teaching you, you will eventually be a god.
Yeah.
You will be a god. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Listen. God intervenes through the power of His authority, a loving God.
Right.
God intervenes by His wisdom. You see, knowledge is just getting a bunch of information together and assimilate. But wisdom is being able to impart that knowledge to its fullest potential.
Yeah.
We got a lot of knowledge, but how much wisdom do we have going on around here today? You know, most people only have the wisdom to raise a dog, let alone a child.
Yeah.
Amen. They contradict everything they do. They'll say, don't you do that. You do them with strength. They told them 10 times it was strength. Number one, they don't believe in strength. And number two is, they just say, now just sit down, watch that television. That television tells you the exact same thing they just did. All that stuff they laugh about. Folks, we're gone crazy. We've lost our mind. We don't know how to raise kids anymore.
Yeah.
We don't even know how to raise dogs and cats anymore. Amen. Anyway, absolute knowledge. Wisdom is absolute knowledge. Now, here's the thing. The Lord has a PhD in every field. Even the fields that haven't been discovered yet. He has a PhD in every one of them. You can't outsmart God, amen. Then why don't we listen to God? We'd rather listen to man, wouldn't we? Amen. Now, here's what I say concerning Jesus. Jesus had a DA degree. You know what a DA degree is? Divine authority.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
He had a DA degree. I'm excited about it. I don't know if you like this. This has been working on me a long time. Amen. I love it.
Yeah.
And you know it's the truth, don't you?
Yes.
Hopefully in mass. But the gospel is, okay, how can we know this? How can we know God intervenes?
Yes.
We can know by His revelation.
Amen.
Bible. The word Bible means book.
Yeah.
Biblios. Greek word means book in English.
Yes.
But it's not just a book. It is the book of God. It is the only book in the world that claims to be the inspired word of the living God Almighty, the Creator. The only book in the world is still the bestseller.
Yeah.
Harry Potter got a close second, though. That bunch of witchcraft group. Lord, help me. Anyway, it's still the bestseller in the world.
Yes.
Still the bestseller. Now, by God's revelation, the Bible, I could talk all night about why I believe the Bible is the Word of God.
Yes.
But I assume we're among people that do believe that, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Amen. The second message I ever preached after I was called to preach, I was in the airport. And the chaplain would let the layman speak it in the night service. And so word got out that he was going to be doing that. And you know what? A lot more people came. my second message I ever preached in my life was that in chapel, in night chapel, at the air base there, and the deputy commander came, and a bunch of officers, and a bunch of civil service workers, and so forth. I studied for 3 weeks, almost night and day. Hardly anything, just fasted and prayed. I just wanted to say something they'd listen to. And So this was before I went to Bible college. You know, started, you know, I said under the professors, you know, this is, I said, God, give me something. I studied myself crazy, listened to tapes and everything, and read literature, and I preached on why I believe this Bible is the Word of God.
Right.
And gave the invitation for people to be saved, gave the gospel. Chaplain came down, took me by the hand, and he stopped the invitation. And afterwards, we went in to have coffee and donuts, and he said, Brother Sly, he said, he called me Brother Sly. He didn't say Aaron, he said, Brother Sly. He said, you remind me of my grandpa preaching. I said, well, God hasn't changed, Chaplain. Yeah. God hasn't changed, and his word hasn't changed.
That's right.
He said, you're right. Oh, Lord, help us. Listen, by God's revelation, the Bible, over 40 authors inspired, not just men, holy men inspired by the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Not just, you know, people say, well, the Bible is written by people. Let's qualify that, please.
Yeah.
Holy men of God moved by the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
This is a miracle book. It produces a miracle life. The Christian life is a miracle life. We can't live it in our own strength and power. When we try, what we do? Mess up, don't we?
Yeah.
We have to get on our knees. Oh, Lord, I'll mess it up. And he said, yeah, you can't do nothing about me. I've been trying to tell you. Yes, Lord, I'm going to mess it up. All right, he intervenes by the Bible. He intervenes by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now, here's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, Jesus went back to heaven. What did he say he's going to do? He's going to do what? Send the Holy Spirit back to planet Earth. The Holy Spirit has been here ever since Jesus went back to heaven. Oh, he's loving this tonight. Something wrong with him. Don't love it. Listen.
Amen.
He comes to convict.
Yeah.
Thank God for conviction. It's hard to get people on conviction anymore because nobody's doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the world, the mess we got. Nobody's doing anything wrong in the White House. Nobody's doing anything wrong in the State House. Nobody's doing wrong in my house.
Yeah.
But we got a mess. Somebody needs to wake up. We need some conviction. You see, that's the only thing that can get to our conscience. And that is conviction that comes by the Word of God. And then the law of God condemns us. Nobody has kept all the law of God.
No.
Not even the Apostle Paul kept all the law of God. No. The law was given to show us two things. How holy God is and how sinful we are and how much we're in need of salvation.
Yeah.
You see. But you can't get anybody to convince today. It's hard to get people to see that they're wrong. They're sinners.
Amen.
They have an excuse for every sin in the book. Every sin in the book. The prostitute said, well, my husband left me. I've got three kids. I've got to feed them. I've got to clothe them. I've got to take care of them. I've got to pay the rent, the electric bill, and the water. I've got to take care of them. So I'm a prostitute. That's why. As though there are no other jobs out there for women.
Mm.
Folks, listen. They're just evading truth. Mm-hmm. Listen, conviction. The Holy Spirit convicts us, it condemns us, and why? Because God takes great delight and terrorizes us to convert us.
Yes. Yes.
All people need to be converted. There's not a living soul that's ever been born of a woman that does not need to be converted, except Jesus, which was born of a virgin, by the way,
right.
Or it's a biological impossibility. Throw your biology books away. Jesus was born of a virgin.
Yes.
Amen. No, study your biology. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Listen, it was a biological miracle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Convert. It means to be born again.
Yes.
It means to be born again. Jesus said, if you're not born again, you cannot go to heaven.
Yes.
People talk, what kind of Christian are you? Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist, what? Catholic, Jew, what's your word? No, born again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? We have been born from above.
That's right. From above. Amen.
This is something God above has done something for us here on planet Earth that connects us with Him who is above. We're here, but we're seated there.
Amen.
We're here, but our mind comes from His mind. He gives us His mind through His Word by His Spirit. And the more of His Word we can understand and consume and comprehend, the more of Him we know and understand.
Amen.
And comprehend.
That's right.
Now this brings us to, I'm almost sure, this brings us to the miracle life, okay? Now, God intervenes through the Bible, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that brings about the miracle life And the miracle life is not a sinful life. It is a life of righteousness that forgets and hates it. Even the slightest sin torments us as believers. And we're not perfect after we're saved. We still got flaws. We still got problems. We still got sin in our life to deal. Here, I'm going to tell you something. The person that's closest to God is the person that sees themselves as sinful.
Yes.
But those who are walking far off, they don't see themselves as too sinful.
Amen.
So, thank God you've got a good conscience to sound off the alarm so you can get it right with God.
Yes.
Last thing here. The Bible is a miracle book. The Christian life is a miracle life. Now, God intervenes also by and through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
His death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. You see, they don't bury people that are alive. They bury people that are dead. Jesus died on that cross. He was not in a swoon. He died.
Right.
And the Bible says he was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I don't have time to go into the temple system and the sacrifice system and all that, but let me tell you something. When they said he's the Lamb of God, in other words, he is the only one that qualifies to pay our sin debt. Nobody else can. It's totally impossible that it could have been a coincidence. Absolutely impossible. It could have been a coincidence. And everybody, one more thing, you could put 4x8 blackboards up here all the way around the room and fill all of them with a 1 and 0 and the chances of it just being a chance.
Right.
He was the only one that qualified.
Right.
There is no other Jesus Christ. There has been another Jesus Christ. There will be another Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To pain, born of a virgin, to die on that cross. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Jesus died that death in your place and my place, not just for our past sins, not just for our present sins, even for our future sins. You understand that?
Amen.
His blood paid for all of that. That doesn't mean now we got a license to go out here and sin because I've been saved, I've been born here, so therefore I'm at liberty to go out and do it because it's already forgiven. No, it's paid for, it's not forgiven.
Yeah.
You have to confess to not to stay saved, but to stay in fellowship. Salvation is a gift.
Right.
Fellowship is based upon our service, our performance, our honesty before the Lord, you know, staying before the Lord and keeping our sins confessed and staying right with God. Now, I can go on, folks. That's what's been on my heart and mind, and I hope you love it, because I did. That's the kind of Bible I like to read. I like to preach and teach because, listen, we're missing the mark today. People that are not even conscious of God, not even conscious of being sinners. Why do I need to be saved? I'm a good person. No, you're a rotten, low down sinner. Only way to hell, and only Jesus can keep you out of it. That's what we need to tell people.
Amen.
Brother Howard Slough,
Home
Group Meeting, 20th of June. Thank you. God bless.